This podcast is part of the Podcast Arcade Network.
Mega, making Eternia great again! I am Eddie, Prince of Daydream Destruction Manual and defender of the Podcast Arcade. This is Carl, my goat-kicking friend. Fabulous secret powers were revealed to me the day I held aloft my magic microphone and said, "By the power of podcasts, I have the power!"
I have the power too!
Carl became the mighty Goat Kicker, and I became E-Man, the most podcasty man in the universe! Only three others shared this secret. Our friends, the Podcastress, Jeff at Arms, and Dorko. Together we defend the Podcast Arcade from the evil forces of boredom. Mega!
Welcome to the newest episode of Make Eternia Great Again, a special episode, if you will.
So special.
Yes.
So special because it's been a works in the making half a year.
Yeah, 6 months plus at this point.
It's been incredible.
Because it lived in our heads first.
It did.
Wouldn't it be fun if we could do a comic book? And we said, yes, it would. And then over time, as one tends to do, you meet people and you're like, hey, you're my friend.
That's right.
So we pitched this idea to a group of our friends. And as we started to discuss this, we realized we should actually form a collective.
Yes.
And a creator collective, otherwise known as the Last Starfighters Entertainment Group. And in that group, we combined our talents and our skills and hooked up with the likes of the Art of Lee Bachma.
Which you've probably heard of before.
We've mentioned it a couple times. Omug Comics.
Tank Zombie Studios.
Yes.
Covert Nerd.
Yep. And also, to be a little self-serving, the Daydream Instruction Manual podcast as well.
And of course, Make Eternity Great Again.
And also a latecomer to the show, Declan James.
That's right.
Studios.
Declan James Studios.
And all of these fine creators got together and started to put their talents to use to help make this comic book become a reality.
Yes.
The point is, there is now a physical comic that exists for Make Eternia Great Again.
I just had it in my hands. It's not a dream.
No.
And it felt good in the hands.
It felt good in the hands.
It's like Grizzlore.
Exactly. It's kind of like a Grizzlore, but a happy Grizzlore.
That's right.
So if you are the one of the few people to get your hands on a physical copy, this following audio is going to be your read-along experience with that physical comic book.
Yes. And it is going to be super fun for you because it's going to tell you even when to turn the page. You don't have to think.
No.
All you have to do is sit back, relax, read along, and laugh.
And have fun.
And have fun. If you are one of the, I won't say few, but many,
yeah,
who do not actually have the physical comic book, you can still listen. And it's still super fun. You're not going to be left out in the woods.
No,
what
never.
What is going on? It is a very awesome audio adaptation of a story, just like what you used to hear back in the day, like the old 45 records and things of that nature. And there's plenty of times where I lost my book and I'd still listen to the record and I still enjoyed it. So you would still enjoy the experience. So
without the comic.
Without the comic. Third option.
Third option.
Is you can go to the new Make Eternia Great Again YouTube channel.
What are we doing?
I don't know. Video killed the radio star.
That's We're on YouTube
saying.
Now.
That's right. But we do have a YouTube channel now. And so we have uploaded the actual digital copies of all the panels of the comic book itself.
Yep.
And it is a visual
and auditory treat.
That's right. It's almost like a cartoon. It goes around panel to panel. Zooms in, zooms out, does the whole thing. It is so much fun.
Yeah.
And it brings that comic book alive. So even if you are one of those super special people that got your actual hands on one of those copies of the comic book, please go to the YouTube channel and check this thing out because it is so much fun.
Right.
But
on your fourth and final option, if you're like, I'm incomplete, I need this comic book in my life.
Yes.
You let us know on either our Facebook page, Make Eternia Great Again, or on Twitter, same thing.
Yep.
Look us up. Let us know. Shoot us a message. And then we will look into a second printing of this.
Yes.
And then we can discuss. You will have to buy that.
Right.
That book.
And so you know, it is a non-profit book. We are not making any money on this whatsoever. We would just charge you shipping and handling charges.
Correct. Printing so, and all yeah, that exactly. stuff. Yeah.
Yep. So we are not here to make money. We're here to make laughs.
That's the size of it.
That's it.
And so, yeah, so if that's where you find yourself, like, listen, I can't even sleep at night. I need this comic book in my life. Let us know. Otherwise, enjoy these basically insane varieties of formats.
Yes. We thought of everything. I think the only other thing we could have done is maybe food.
An interpretive dance.
That's right.
That's the next one we're going for.
We're going Bollywood.
But yeah, with that note, like you said, sorry to kind of interject, but nope. You had set up.
I was going to say, I think that's it.
I think we're good.
So we hope you sit back, enjoy, have your favoritest of beers, your two, maybe three favoritest of your He-Man heroes in your hands.
Yep. If you're a non-drinker, some soda.
That's right.
Some water, whatever.
Maybe chocolate milk. Yoo-hoo.
Chocolate milk.
Maybe some Sunny Delight.
Oh, my goodness.
Whatever. Kool-Aid. Kool-Aid, which was originated from Nebraska.
Oh, really?
It's what? Grand Island, Nebraska.
Grape or go home, I say.
Grape or go home. So kick back with your favorite beverage, your favorite action hero, and listen as you hear this audio adaptation of The Hot Lead Hootenanny. Good journey.
Make Eternia Great Again, Volume 1. This free illustrated book is brought to you by The Last Starfighters Entertainment Group.
When you hear this sound, turn the page.
The Hot Lead Hootenanny.
Well, howdy there, partner. I'm Rio Blast, Eternia's only cowboy. Why don't you pull yourself up to my here fire, feast upon a bowl of my here famous chili, and let me regale you with a tale of, well, me. Did you ever hear about the time I single-handedly saved the spirit of Grayskull and the entire gall-dern planet of Eternia? You haven't? Well, darn tootin', you're in for a good one, partner. You see, it all started out one day, a spell back at King Randor's court.
One day, a spell back, King Randor's court.
Your Majesty, there are reports of chaos and destruction from across the kingdom.
Earthquakes in Avion and Andrinos, flooding and fires in the forest, even here in Eternos. A storm of slime rains upon the palace.
And pray tell, where is He-Man? When is he going to save us?
He is away on Etheria, Your Majesty, aiding She-Ra in her rebellion against the Horde.
Suddenly, a bolt of lightning blasts open the palace roof. Slime rains through the torn ceiling upon King Randor and the Masters.
Masters, I, King Randor, order you to find and mercilessly crush the vile evil doing which has ruined my puffy sleeves.
And, you know, also endangers the whole of Eternia as well, sire.
Yes, that too.
And so the Masters of the Universe spring into action. Teela chooses the swift sky sled for the mission, but...
What the? Stratos, seriously? You have wings and a jetpack.
Do you have any idea what the current cost of jetpack fuel is here on Eternos? 4 randors per gallon. I may be the Lord of Avian, but I'm not made of randors.
Well, guess I'm walking.
I believe the Stilt Stalker is still available, my dear.
Meanwhile, the cause of the planet-wide chaos and destruction is none other than the spirit of King Grayskull. He has been torn from his eternal rest by a mysterious and insatiable need. He wanders in torment, for he knows not what voracious craving drives him other than...
beans. I need beans and meat. And by Procrustes, the perfect blend of spices!
Stratos wastes no time returning to the palace to inform Randor and the other masters of what he has discovered.
Your Majesty, I believe all of Eternia is in chaos because the spirit of King Grayskull has awakened to walk the land in torment.
Hey, Rio, it's me. It's Ram Man. What's up with the monkey bird guy? You know, changing colors and stuffs?
I think it's one of them there Wave 1 things, Rami. Guys changed colors, sides, and heck, even facial hair. Now shush your mouth. I want to hear what's going on.
And what does the wandering soul of King Grayskull want?
I fear I don't know, Shia. He just kept repeating that he needed beans, meat, and a perfect blend of spices. What could that mean?
Hey, that sounds like that one stuffs, you know, with the beans and the meats and the what's-its.
I said shush now, grown-ups is a talk. Your Majesty, I just figured out what that darn old King Grayskull needs. A heaping helping of my famous Rio Blast chili.
You may have something there, strange and alarmingly overarmed hillbilly person. But more importantly, and despite your apparent lack of enthusiasm for sleeves, I simply adore your mustache.
Hey, Rio, how are you going to feed the foodstuffs and the what's-its to a ghost? They don't eat the foodstuffs, you know?
Well, darn if that ain't a puzzler for the old pea shooter. I wonder if there might be a wise old monster around these here parts that I would know. Seek Granomir, Eternia's oldest and wisest dragon. Only he may know how to make chili for a ghost. Find the answer, save the planet, and avenge my puffy sleeves! Yeehaw, Rami! We're off to save Eternia!
New from Omug Toys, a marvelous new master has emerged, the powerful Pop U Lock. The most versatile shapeshifter and sufferer of crippling body dysmorphic issues in the universe. Thousands of exciting possibilities and character variations. 80s punk rocker. Nerd. Judgmental accountant. Podcaster. Middle-aged dad who's given up. Each Populock bag may contain as many as 100,000 pieces. Millions of exciting possibilities. Pieces include heads, torsos, lower bodies, upper arms, lower arms, upper legs, lower legs. A huge selection of hands and feet. All pieces pop and lock together.
Omug Toys is not responsible for bags not containing the advertised number of 100,000 pieces. Omug Toys is not responsible for pieces which do not pop and lock together as advertised. Due to inconsistent manufacturing methods, not all pieces fit or are part of the same figure. The Populock bag contains tens of thousands of pieces which have been deemed choking hazards by several regulatory government agencies. Omug Toys have been found to contain dangerous amounts of lead in the plastics, paints, and packaging used. Omug Toys is not responsible for any lead poisoning due to handling of Omug Toys. Omug Toys should never be handled without gloves. Keep away from children. Keep away from pets. Enjoy Populock responsibly.
This next ad is real. The free mini comic you're enjoying is brought to you by the following sponsors. Check them out.
Meanwhile, not far from Snake Mountain.
Why am I the only one Skeletor gives these crap jobs to?
Right? I get no respect. Modulok cleaned Beastman's litter box. Modulok polished my Havoc staff. Modulok, read me a bedtime story.
Quit complaining and get back to work. The slime pit isn't gonna dig itself.
Hey, I found something.
Ooh, it's shiny. Let's dig it up.
Several hours and much digging later.
Whoa, what is this?
It looks like the fossilized remains of Mattel's last desperate attempt to save the original toy line.
So shiny.
What is this? A giant coffee cup on a grabber arm?
An ice cream scooper to serve Procrustes?
Oh, so lustrous.
Careful, you're going to drop it.
Whatever, I got it. Whoa, whoa!
So luxurious.
It's a weapon? Seriously?
Hey, who's that? Are you thinking?
What I'm thinking?
Meanwhile, our heroes travel to the land of Darksmoke, seeking the lair of the wise and ancient dragon, Granomir.
Boing, boing, boing. Who dares enter Granomir's lair?
Rio Blast here. Attorney is on the cowboy. Woo-wee! It's darker than under Orko's hat in here.
Hey, it's me. It's Ram Man.
Charming. An ill-conceived Wave 5 cowboy trope, and the only Motu figure to share a body mold with a Happy Meal toy. Has the mighty Granomir fallen so low that even these B-listers deserve an audience? Can it get any worse?
Hey, Rio. That dragon ain't got no pants and stuff.
Whoa, that is way more dragon than I ever wanted to see, partner.
I spoke way too soon. It can get far, far worse.
Who in the tarnation?
Hey, it's that guy with the eyeball. And, you know, just the eyeball.
Well, hot dang, it's I-Beam.
Yes, I-Beam. A mere runner-up from the poorly executed creator character contest. Clearly, I have hit rock bottom and started to dig if this is the level of hero that Randor sends me now.
I gone done told you a dozen times to stop following us, you creepy, unblinking weirdo, and quit wearing that darn mega laser contraption. Guns are my shtick. Find your own. Now get, you hear? Go follow Stendar or one of them rock Gobot knockoff fellas if you're looking for a friend. Oh, wise Granomir, we see...
Enough prattle, you cybernetic village people want to be. I know what you seek. Take this map and find Eternia's secret garden. There you will find the guardian of the garden. He will know the answer you seek. Now, be gone.
Time to find us a secret garden there, partner.
Let's bounce.
And so, our undaunted heroes make the perilous quest to Eternia's secret garden.
Boing, boing, boing. Hey, snout spout, old partner. We're looking for the guardian of this here secret garden. Think you could help us out?
Hey, it's me. It's Ram Man.
What? I can't hear you over mower.
I said we're looking for the guardian.
Oh, you're looking for Pepper, another mega original character, which this garden is apparently full of. He's over there.
Hey, Rio, I think this is the guy, you know, with the peppers and stuffs.
Hush now, Rami. Excuse me, partner. Would you happen to know where I can find a feller goes by the handle of Pepper?
Yeah, so that would be me, sharpshooter.
Well, howdy. I'm Rio Blast, Eternia's only cowboy.
Hey, it's me. It's Ram Man.
We're on a quest to save Eternia.
We need an ingredient that can soothe the spirit of a ghost. Can you help us out there, partner?
You seek the rare ghost pepper of Geeg and Gorge. But before I can give you one, you must prove yourself worthy. You must eat a Trollin' Rainbow Kitten Whisker Lollipop Pepper of Death and live.
Partner, there ain't a gold darn pepper in the universe that old Rio can't handle.
What have you done? I said eat just one.
Now, how about you get me one of them there ghost peppers, part?
What in the...
Save me, sweet baby Procrustes. Save me, sorceress. Save me, Lighthope. Save me, Dolph Lundgren.
3 days and one testicular torsion surgery later.
Well, cowboy, you've certainly earned this.
It's chili cooking time.
Rock On recommends The Touch by Stan Bush for this montage. Rock on.
You got the touch. You got the power.
Meanwhile, Margilok has used the ancient weapon he unearthed to capture the spirit of King Grayskull, casting Eternia deeper into chaos and destruction. Can anyone save the day with He-Man away?
Yee-haw! Rio Blast and his famous chili to the rescue! Hey, it's me! It's the Booper Bopper!
My thanks, simple one. It smelled like wet grizzlore in there, but I still crave beans, meat, and...
Well, here you go, partner. Rio Blast Ghost Chili. It's for ghosts.
By the power of me, I have the chili! In gratitude, I give you the power of Blast Blossom.
Hot dang! My guns got guns! Oh, I've been fenced in. Time for the Hot Lead Hootenanny!
With Margilok defeated and the spirit of King Grayskull at rest again, balance and peace returned to the planet of Eternia. At least, until next time...
Mega!
And that's how I single-handedly saved the gall-dern entire planet, friends. Old King Randor was so impressed, he let me keep the Booper and even gave me his BG's medallion.
Hey, it's me. It's Ram Man. How come I didn't get one of those, you know, golden neck thingies and stuffs?
Hush now, Chewy. I mean, Rammy.
Good journey.
In today's story, Ram Man had a problem. He couldn't...
Oh, no, you don't! I was introduced so late in the toy line that I never made it into a darn tootin' single cartoon episode with their charming and life-affirming morals at the end. And this here is a mini-comic, not a cartoon. There ain't gonna be no morals in my mini-comic, no siree! However, to show my gratitude for reading my comic, I will share the secret of my world-famous Rio Blast Chili. Adios!
The Hot Lead Hootenanny, created by The Last Starfighters Entertainment Group, voiced by, in the order of first appearance, Eddie Fosler as Rio Blast and King Randor, Shireen Fosler, Sorceress, as the narrator, Lee Searcy as Man-at-Arms and Orko, Kim Garrison as Tila, Lee Bachma as Stratos and Granomir, Jeff Geegan as King Grayskull and Modulok, Jesse Kiefer as Ram Man, Al Garrison as Pepor,
Declan Geegan as Mechanic and Modulox Butt, Marcus Stevens as Snout Spout, Aaron Carlo as Rockon, Poppylock Ad voiced by Aaron Carlo and Al Garrison.
Mega